This was when Sally and I were resident in the Philippines, as we were for about 7.5-8 years. And I was running out of things to push my comfort zone. And the nuns that we support, one of the groups of nuns that we support, wanted me to meet a priest. And of course, I met a lot of priests. And I said, what's so special about this guy? And he said, Sister Luz said, well, he is the leading exorcism priest on the planet for the Catholic Church. So then I had remembered way back in my mind, the recesses of my mind, and one of the things on my bucket list is I wanted to attend and participate in an exorcism. So I went to see him, and funny enough, when he met me, I was in civilian clothes. He was dressed as a priest with a black collar. He thought I was a priest. And he said, I have this air about me, which I've been told before, or I should say. And I told him I wanted to participate in an exorcism. And he says, well, first of all, he said that I don't recommend that. There's no law prohibits it. And we set up a dinner in which he canceled 2 or 3 times. And I then did more research and asked the nuns. He doesn't want to meet with me. He doesn't want me to do this. And so I met with the second most active exorcism priest, or exorcist priest, and he was an old priest in his middle 70s, and I went out to see him, and there's pictures that I've posted on social media, and I spent a day with him, and he spent a day trying to talk me out of it, and he introduced me to a couple of priests that are exorcism priests, and young men, guys in their middle, late 30s, who all look 60, 70 years old. They look like the life has been drained out of them. And the priests, especially one, told me in great detail, it's not exactly like the movie The Exorcist, but the stuff's real, Mr. Pena. And you don't want to do this. It changes your life forever. And I said, oh, that's it. I want to do it. I want to go mano a mano. I want to go hand to hand with the devil. And because in an exorcism, not everybody is doing holy stuff. There are one or two people that can read the Bible, bless me, Father, if I have sinned, our Father, et cetera, et cetera, babbling in the background that are actually in the room. And I wanted to do that. And again, consciously to expand my comfort zone. If there is a devil, I wanted to, you know, kick him right in the fucking teeth. Again, this priest, magically or in a holy way, it was his 50th anniversary of being a priest. He gets called back to Rome with his twin brother. He has some special kind of a celebration, and to the best of my knowledge, he's still there, and I was never able to participate in an exorcism. It's still one of my goals, and again, to expand my comfort zone, because it's very, very easy to get satiated with life when you've been as successful as I have. But again, I don't recommend exorcisms for you kids.